Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Once upon a time, a $35 million property, highly desirable for development, would have been out of reach for conservationists. But recently, our next guest's organization was able to accomplish exactly that with the purchase of a 4,400-acre property on deep water along I-95 in our state. Dale Threet Taylor is Executive Director of the Nature Conservancy in South Carolina, and we have her on the phone. Dale, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate it.
So tell us, first of all, more about your organization here in our state.
Great. The Nature Conservancy in South Carolina is here to protect the land and waters on which all life depends. And so we do land protection work, fresh water work, forest management, coastal resilience work, climate action work, healthy oceans. If nature and people are involved, we're there.
Does most of this happen through acquisition of property, through, I guess, purchases that you're able to make with funds that you have, or properties in a lot of cases just plain donated to you?
Most of our work here is actually acquisitions. We fundraise, we borrow money and have to pay it back to actually acquire lands. You know, they're either wildlife border lands that we have really used science data to determine these are the parcels that we either save it now or it's going to be too late. These are the freshwater systems. These are humans drinking water. So they're mostly fee acquisition. Some have easements on them. Our coastal resilience work are usually private lands that we partner with folks to actually do some living shorelines or nature-based solutions on. So it's an assortment, but the big land protection deals are usually acquisitions. Our partnerships to actually transfer those parcels back to either public lands or, in this latest case, conservation buyers.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about this most recent acquisition that has been in the news, $35 million, 4,400-acre property.
Yes, Gregory Neck property is one of those parcels that we were looking at for years. I was unsure how we were going to get it. The opportunity came up, purchased it because it was one of our lifetime goals to connect that corridor between the Ace Basin and the Savannah River corridor, and as well as protect the Port Royal Sounds water. And in doing so, by us protecting that 4,400 acres, we're going to actually work with Open Land Trust. They're going to apply for easements, get the money so that we can actually permanently protect it so it'll never be developed, it'll never be golf courses, and it'll be exclusive communities. And also, we're getting Open Land Trust in the Nature Conservancy is working with the Department of Defense because that is also a sentinel landscape, which is going to help our defense department have areas to fly and train that won't be developed, you know. And so working with all of our partners, the Conservation Bank, Open Land Trust, Sentinel Landscape with the Department of Defense, we're going to permanently protect this. And then once it's protected and have easements on it, we're going to break it up into certain affordable parts. And folks who actually want to live on this beautiful land and knowing that they'll never be able to develop it, then we'll sell it back to them and pay off this $35 million loan, which I'll be really excited about because I can then in turn go and purchase another piece. We have lots of parcels on our radar. This is a new, different way of doing it. It has caught the attention of the global office and a lot of folks in North America to see how we're doing this right here in South Carolina.
Well, talk about the history of this particular parcel of land. I understand there is some Civil War history there.
There absolutely is. There is a parcel that was a site of a Civil War battle and Revolutionary War too, from what I understand. The Union Army, there was actually a regiment of African Americans that also fought there. But one of the historical things with South Carolina is the fact that it is also the site where the entire Citadel class went and fought. So we have South Carolina history there, we have Union history, we have Revolutionary War, we have African American history. These are the kind of places that you don't want paved over, you know?
Well, Dale, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Dale Threet Taylor is Executive Director of the Nature Conservancy in South Carolina. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again. And you can hear us again and never miss a show by subscribing to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.